The family of an unarmed Native American man killed by Lakewood police in 2015 is suing the city in federal court. It accuses Lakewood of racial bias and negligence in its training. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Daniel Covarrubias was a member of the Suquamish tribe and had been diagnosed with serious mental illness. 3 years ago, he was approached by police after he was reported trespassing in a lumberyard. Lakewood police officers shot Covarrubias, saying they mistook his cell phone for a gun. But the family's attorney, Gabe Galanda, says other witnesses did not see a gun.
And what we are witnessing, as discovery unfolds in several cases, is that what the cops say after having been counseled by lawyers immediately after these incidents does not bear out as the truth, at least as compared to what other eyewitnesses say.
The Pierce County prosecutor found the shooting justified. The city declined to comment on the suit. Lakewood Police Chief Mike Zaro told reporters in 2015, "I'm not going to ask our officers to stand there with what they believe to be a gun pointed at them and not take actions to defend their lives." Daniel's mother, Marilyn Covarrubias, says she's trying to prevent other families from having to live through this.
We had to put most of the kids in therapy because they couldn't get over it. You know, they couldn't get beyond it. You know, it's something that stays with you, and they were having nightmares.
The police department has a dedicated team for mental health cases, but the complaint says that team wasn't contacted until after Covarrubias died. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.